Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the broadcast today. She's running for the Assembly. Jennifer Terhune joins us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Mindy Elliott, Elisa Cafferata, and Paul Enos. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome, for the first time to this program, Jennifer Terhune. She is a candidate for Assembly District 25, Pat Hickey's old district. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. I'm glad, very glad to be here.
And I followed your career being a supporter of Ron Paul, Tea Party Express, and so we know what position you come from. You're going to be running against Jill Tolles, who is sort of the establishment candidate, it appears to be at this time.
Yes.
How tough is that going to be?
Well, it is a challenge. I think we're up for the challenge. So it's going to be a tough race, but we are doing well, and we're already out knocking on doors, and we are going to be hitting the streets. And I think that that's really going to make the difference, is getting out there and talking to the voters. And that's something that I'm excited to do, and like I said, we've already started that. And it's going well. I think we're going to make a good race of it. I am glad, actually, to not be considered part of the current establishment, and glad to be sort of the underdog in this.
Do you think that, and I know that you're against the commerce tax that was passed, do you think that this is going to be something that will actually get Republicans who are mad at the governor for passing the commerce tax to look away from an establishment candidate?
I think that it might, and I believe that there are a lot of people who normally would be supporting an establishment candidate who are now looking for other options, because a lot of people are angry and they feel betrayed by the last legislature that passed this very, very large tax increase. This is the largest tax increase in the history of the state, against the will of the voters. So I think that a lot of people were very disappointed and felt betrayed, so they are looking for other options.
You know, in past days, you would have been regarded as a libertarian. I think you probably philosophically are still a libertarian. Do you think that the libertarians are going to get out and canvass the streets for you in a very strong way?
Well, I consider myself more, I'm not going to say I'm a libertarian, more of a traditional Republican, more of the conservative that wants the limited government and the power in the hands of the people where it constitutionally belongs. And there are definitely a lot of supporters of that philosophy in this area. And we do have a pretty good network of those people. So we definitely have some volunteers who are raring to go.
Does it make a difference that this is a presidential election and therefore there may be more people out in the primaries than there would be normally?
I'm not sure. Probably. There's definitely a lot more interest in politics. One thing we're running into a little bit right now is that with all the interest and focus on the presidential elections, there's a lot of people out walking. A lot of people are getting numerous phone calls and door knocking. So that's something that after the caucus, I think we can step up our efforts a little bit more and not be so congested.
What are your thoughts on the caucus and how well attended it's going to be?
You know, I hear all kinds of different stories out there. So it was 7% in 2012, and so they're hoping for a much higher turnout. 10% is what they think might, but I've been hearing some very large numbers, like 20 to 30%. I don't know. There is a lot of interest. I think with the very sad passing of Justice Scalia, there's going to be even more emphasis on this presidential election, and that, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of people turning out. I've been working with Phyllis Westrup on the caucus committee for Washoe County. I think we're very well organized. We have a lot of caucus locations. They've been doing caucus training, so hopefully everything will go as smoothly as possible.
Have you been to the university at all and talked to students there?
Yes, actually I attended a college Republican meeting a couple weeks ago.
And what were the things that were being said to you?
Well, they have a really good group there. Miranda Hoover is the president, and she's doing a great job. They have a very active group. So when I was attending UNR, the college Republicans were not as active or as big. They're very organized, and you know, I was impressed at the turnout they had, and that was the beginning of the semester.
And it's going to be interesting because if young people come out and vote on either side here, it could make a big difference. And I
right.
don't think people were really expecting that after the youth vote for Obama.
Right.
And all of a sudden it's coming out, but not necessarily for the candidates that thought it would.
Right. And that, of course, is politics. It's going to depend on who shows up. That's who is going to win this election. Bernie Sanders did a great job in Iowa, and obviously they came out for him in New Hampshire. We'll see if that happens in Nevada. As far as the Republican side here, you know, we'll see. It's really up in the air. You know, I don't know. I've already had been surprised by a couple of things in this presidential election.
For example.
So we'll see. I was surprised that Rand Paul dropped out as soon as he did. I was surprised that Chris Christie didn't do better in New Jersey, but I mean New Hampshire.
Right.
But you know, you never know.
Actually, you could go either way there.
Right. So we'll see.
Well, do you not think that Rand Paul just looked at the tea leaves and said, you know, I'm better off hanging on to my Senate seat?
Exactly. Yeah, he needed to focus on Kentucky. Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break more with Jennifer Tirhune. She is running in District 25, Pat Hickey's old district. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're speaking with Jennifer Terhune. She is the candidate for Assembly District 25, Pat Hickey's old seat. She is a constitutional conservative, would that be appropriate to say?
Yes.
So talk to me about what people have been saying to you about the school district, because you have some concerns about that.
Well, education is a big concern, and I think a lot of people were concerned with the whole situation that happened with the school board. There was a lot of people upset with that whole situation with Pedro Martinez, and a lot of people felt like major changes were needed on the school board. And people are concerned about education. That's one of the top
things. I would say number one.
Yeah, yeah. And I appreciate that, because I really feel that education is key to having a really strong state and a strong country. You know, we need our children to understand and have the opportunities to get out there and make the best they can for our state, for our country, and get out there. So I really appreciate the concerns with education. As I talked about, I come from a background where I was in public school, also private school, and also homeschooled. So I really appreciate all the options out there, and feel like parents really need to be in control of education. That needs to be, they need to be the final decider of how their children's education is run. And I would like to see more power being given to the parents, which is why I'm a fan of the school voucher program, because I really think that parents need to have those options. We pay the taxes for education, and the school voucher program is giving a little bit of that money back to help people.
What do you think about some of the studies that have been done that show that most of the school vouchers are being applied for in wealthier districts rather than poor districts, and that poor people are not going to have the opportunity because they don't have any additional money to put towards these schools?
Well, and I would like to see that change. So I believe that we need to have a school voucher program that poor families can utilize that and get their children out of the failing schools. So that's something, you know, the school voucher program is not perfect, and I've heard various concerns about it, but I think that it's a step in the right direction, and we need to continue working that way to expand school choice, to make it a real choice, not just for wealthier neighborhoods, but for poorer families as well.
When you look at, and we're talking about the Washoe County School District mm-hmm. here in particular, and if you take Clark County out of the equation, Washoe County schools are pretty much in the middle of the pack as far as it goes nationally.
Right.
If you were a teacher, wouldn't you feel pretty beaten up that people keep talking about this failing education system when we're actually turning out a lot of smart kids, including yourself?
Well, and I think that the teachers do get blamed a lot too much. I think the teachers do an amazing job. I was actually went and visited a second grade classroom recently here in Reno, and I am always so impressed by the teachers. What they manage to do with what they have is really impressive, and I think these are individuals who really care about what they're doing. I feel like we're putting a lot of extra burden on them that we don't need to, with excessive regulation and the state telling them how to teach. For instance, I was speaking with a high school teacher, and she was one of the teachers who started home economics classes here in Washoe County. It was her baby. She really was into teaching this. And the state came in and was trying to tell her and reorganize her curriculum, and it really upset her. And she is actually retired now. And I feel that's kind of a loss to the community. We need to not have the state interfering so much in education. And I feel that what will work in Washoe County may not necessarily work in Elko County. So we need to have the counties, and again, like I said, the parents, teachers need to be running education. Don't need all this state oversight. I think it causes more harm than good.
And I'm thinking that you're thinking the same thing about Common Core.
Absolutely. And I know that there's a lot of concerns with Common Core.
What's your biggest?
Well, the data mining is something that I've been hearing a lot about lately, and that's a big concern. That they're doing data mining on the children, and that there's a database of of information about the children being collected without the consent of the parents, and that's a problem. That's something that we definitely need to look into. But I know Common Core and No Child Left Behind, neither of those were popular with teachers.
You know, it's interesting. You have a situation here where folks are complaining, and you're not the only one, about Common Core and potentially data mining. But on the other side, you have people giving up all of their freedom by being on social media.
That's a very good point you have there, Sam. I know, and it's kind of funny, because people are concerned about privacy, but then they're carrying around a phone that, they're sharing all their information, pictures, location, everything. So that is something for people to think about.
Tell me about the contract with Nevada.
So the contract with Nevada was spearheaded by Assemblyman Brent Jones, and it has 10 basic points where we're saying that these are things we believe in and these are things that we stand for. I'm not going to be able to recite all of those for you.
No, you have a minute and a half. So.
It's basically, we believe in smaller government. So lower taxes, that's the first one, is the tax issue. We also believe in getting rid of Common Core, getting the government out of health care as much as possible, getting Nevada out of the Silver State Exchange. And also support of the Second Amendment is on there. There's
okay,
a lot
can
of
we go
really
back to health care just briefly? So what would you like to see? I mean, Obamacare is the law of the land. There is nothing that you can just say, okay, let's end Obamacare and let's move to something else. There is nothing else.
Right. Well, we didn't have Obamacare a few years ago. I think that we need to get rid of Obamacare. So I work in the health profession. I work in healthcare. I see this every day. So since Obamacare has been implemented, we've actually seen people losing their coverage because the cost has gone up so much. The monthly premium has gone up. Deductibles have gone way up. So there are actually a lot of people who are less covered than they were before.
But wouldn't the good plan be to fix what we have with Obamacare rather than trying to get rid of it? And, the Republicans have come up with nothing new to replace. They just say, let's get rid of it.
Right.
But there's no other plan.
Right. So my big objection to Obamacare is that it's mandatory. I don't believe that there is a constitutional right or any basis or authority in the Constitution for the federal government to be telling people they have to buy anything. So that is the problem. It's being run from the federal level. I would rather see healthcare programs instituted by the states, and then we could have the different states working out what programs are best for them.
Sadly, it didn't work out so well for the Silver State.
Well,
and that's where we have to leave it.
Yes.
Will you come back and debate on the program?
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you back. Thank you so much. We'll
Thank
be right
you,
back
Sam.
On Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Information technology is one of the fastest growing fields in the country. Just think about it. Technology is making things possible we couldn't even have imagined just 3 years ago. It has changed the way we communicate, and big data is here. If you want to join a growing field and start a real career, get a degree as an information technology specialist. Start now with an easy call to Career College of Northern Nevada.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Lisa Cafferati is here, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood, and Mindy Elliott, his partner in Capital Partners, along here with Paul Enos. Pleasure to have you all here. Your thoughts on the Supreme Court process that has been playing out over the last week since the passing of Justice Scalia?
I've just been fascinated that the Republicans have been so quick to jump in and say, or Mitch McConnell specifically, that, you know, they won't, you know, hear President Obama's nominees. And I sort of feel like at this point, President Obama could solve world hunger and Mitch McConnell would find fault with it. So, and you've heard a lot of Republicans, like Pete Ernott was on your show saying, look, it's the president's job to fill that vacancy.
He could fill the vacancy, but it's the Senate's opportunity to actually vote and...
Doesn't this hurt the Republicans in the Senate if they maintain this? Because we're starting to see cracks in this already, and I think that.
They're backing that they're not going to hear it. But I would be shocked if they confirmed. Obama himself, he filibustered on Alito's. I mean, he filibustered himself, and now he's saying, well, that was a mistake. I said, oh, come on, this is politics.
But he was ultimately confirmed. Right. Well, he was confirmed.
The unfortunate part is this is a tit for tat. And I think Mitch McConnell is saying, look, the Democrats did this to us.
That's correct.
When George W. Bush was president. And so correct. Now, turnabouts, fair play, boys. And is it right? No, it's not right. But is it all Mitch McConnell? No. I mean, this is a symptom of the problem that we have in Washington, D.C., and the problem that we've had for decades with the filibustering, or we're going to bork a nominee, right? I mean, that's really where this started.
All right, but let's look at the bigger picture. Mitch McConnell has been trying to get the Senate running back on a more normal fashion. Paul Ryan has certainly come in and tried to do that. Doesn't that start to blow this up?
Well, the president can nominate somebody. I fully agree with that. That is in his constitutional right to nominate a justice. It is the Senate's duty to vet and vote to either confirm or not to elevate that individual up to the bench. And so I think, you know, Mitch McConnell's problem, I think, was a matter of timing. He should have waited to see who Barack Obama was going to nominate.
You think?
Before he made the move. And it's funny, I said this the other day, actually the day that Justice Scalia was pronounced dead, that he should nominate Sandra Day O'Connor. I mean, if Barack Obama really wants to be shrewd, you nominate somebody who has been a swing vote on the court before. It showed up in the Baltimore Sun yesterday, that you have somebody who's 85 years old. You're not going to have this fight over having an impact on the court for generations. You have somebody who was appointed by Ronald Reagan.
Already vetted.
Who has already been vetted, who has been a swing vote on the court before. Mm-hmm. That would be very shrewd of this president to do. I don't know that he is willing to do that, or if he doesn't want to have a fight. I mean, I think Barack Obama wants to have a fight with the Senate on this.
Well, you know, I mean, it's interesting because some of the names that Senator Reid put forward are, you know, more moderate. They're Democrats, but they're more moderate. Do you think that they would be acceptable?
Right. I think the president will nominate someone who has been confirmed to a federal judgeship. And, you know, it is going to be a challenge for Republicans, because if they voted to put someone on the federal bench, which is also a lifetime appointment, some of these folks are talking about were unanimously approved. Then what's the reason not to have them on the Supreme Court? And there are at least, you know, a half a dozen folks who fit that description.
Mandy, how would that play for Republicans?
I just don't see this Senate confirming.
The longest confirmation has ever been is 100 days. So every day you go past that, you're going to have a meter running on the news saying, and they won't confirm. And they won't confirm.
The reality is that this would be the same thing if the the president was a Republican Correct. And the Senate was controlled by Democrats. I mean, this would be
Ronald Reagan
the same,
had a last
this
year
would be,
appointment.
This
well,
would be
but
the same
he started
exact
the vetting,
issue.
But they started the vetting long before the appointment was actually
And that appointment was after that appointment Correct. Was after a very contentious. Very contentious hearing over
and
just
you already
that.
Have a light so in the Senate.
Okay. So how
it's
hearing?
Not Republicans. It's the process.
It's the process.
But let me throw this in here. Don't you think, with the age of the Supreme Court members, that there's already been a lot of vetting going on? I mean, seriously, this is not like it came out of a bubble. It was a surprise that it was Scalia, but either with the retirement or the passing, there was going to be changes unlikely in this administration. Your thoughts on that, briefly, you had about 10 seconds.
Yeah, well, somebody suggested maybe he should pull a West Wing twofer and try and get one of the other ones to go off and then put on somebody from two ends of the spectrum. So we'll see. Lots of options.
It'd be one thing, but unfortunately, the Supreme Court has become the third executive branch in Washington, D.C. From the standpoint of legislating from the bench, the court has become certainly judicious from the standpoint they're legislating from the bench. You can just go all the way through the courts and you'll see it. So to me, it seems like it is a very important person who's going to be there and who's going to be confirmed. And it could be historical in nature.
Oh, it's definitely going to be historical in nature. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Well, everyone here talks about the need to take on Washington. The natural next question is who actually has done so.
He actually went to Washington, D.C. and did what he told the voters he was going to do.
Who actually has stood up not just to Democrats, but to leaders in our own party.
Sticks to his guns, doesn't apologize for what he has to say.
Why do I support Ted Cruz? It's because I trust Ted Cruz.
When I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do exactly what I said I would do.
Keep the Promise One is responsible for the contents of this advertisement.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Jess Shaw was a 17-year-old football star who was gunned down just outside his home. His killer, an illegal immigrant gang member who just got out of prison. Jess's dad, Jamil, is supporting Donald Trump for president because he knows he will end illegal immigration.
Trump is the only one saying, you're going to be dealt with. We're going to enforce that. We're going to enforce that. That's a beautiful thing. I believe Donald Trump wants to make us great again, and he loves America.
Nobody even asked her name. Another school made her feel all alone. No one was there to help. But then she found a school that was just right. And that's when the mom found the career she loved.
See how you can begin a career you love in as few as 10 months at Carrington College. To book your personal tour, visit tourcarrington.com today. Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.